Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Revelation 7, the verses 9 to 17. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 to 17. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they? And where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." My theme for reflection is the Lamb who leads us home. The Lamb who leads us home. There are some things in life that just don't seem to go together. For example, brushing your teeth while drinking orange juice or wearing a winter coat to the beach. And yet, the book of Revelation is full of surprising, even jarring pairings. Lions who are lambs, blood that washes white, and suffering that somehow leads to singing. Revelation 7, 9 to 17 invites us into that glorious paradox where the martyr's tears become songs of triumph and the Lamb becomes the shepherd who leads his people to springs of life. In chapter 6, John leaves us hanging with a devastating question: who can stand? It is the cry of a world cracked open by suffering, of humanity trembling before justice. But in chapter 7, God's answer is not a military parade or an elite squadron. It is a vision of the church, a vast, vibrant multitude clothed in purity and waving palms of peace. These are not the strongest or the best, but those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. As Karl Barth famously put it, the church exists to set up in the world a new sign which is radically dissimilar to the world's own manner and which contradicts it in a way that is full of promise. That is exactly what we glimpse here, a defiant, hopeful contradiction to the powers of despair and death. John's vision reminds us that victory does not look like escape from hardship, but faithful endurance through it. The saints are coming out, and ongoing flow, still arriving, still testifying. This is not a snapshot of a rescued elite, but of a church that bears the scars of real suffering while carrying real hope. It is the Lamb, once slain, who shepherds them, tending their wounds and leading them to waters that quench more than thirst. They revive the soul. For us today, this vision matters more than ever. In a world where heartbreak seems endless, where injustice and grief can feel like the final word, Revelation reminds us that God's story is not over. We are not abandoned. We are not forgotten. The Lamb who was slain is the Shepherd who wipes away every tear. Resurrection is not a one-time event to be celebrated once a year. It is the daily reality we live into because the Lamb reigns even now. So when you feel like the world's troubles are too much, when the question, who can stand, echoes in your soul, remember the answer Revelation gives. You can stand, not because you are strong enough, but because you are held by the Lamb who conquered through love. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways do you experience the Lamb's shepherding presence in your life today? Number two, how might your life look different if you lived each day with the certainty that victory already belongs to Christ? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take a few minutes today to write down a list of the tears you long for God to wipe away in your life or in the lives of others. Then prayerfully hand that list to Jesus, trusting that the Lamb who leads you will also one day fully heal you. Lord Jesus, Lamb and Shepherd, we thank you that you gather us into your loving arms even when the world feels too heavy to bear. Strengthen our weary hearts with the vision of your victory. Teach us to live as people of the resurrection, bearing witness to your life, your hope, and your healing love. Wipe away our tears, Lord, and lead us again to the waters of life. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.